Hello and welcome to today's episode of FD Capital's podcast. I'm Adrian Lawrence and today I'm talking about IR35. It's a pretty contentious bone of contention for contractors, the legislation. It's been coming into effect for a while, but has sort of finally got onto the statute books in April 21. Or the latest version of it, at least. And what the aim of it is to bring equality in the way that contractors are taxed compared to employees. The government has felt for some time that contractors are paying less tax than their share should be, and therefore it's brought these rule changes in. So the main thing about them is the decision has been taken away from contractors and agencies and given to the end employer. Certainly for medium and large size businesses as defined by the Companies Act. So now it's up to the employer to decide if IR35 applies or not. And the sort of decision processes depend on the role. So a pure finance director or officer role is extremely unlikely to be anything other than inside IR35, whereas a consultant, particularly if there's the ability for substitution, so if one consultant can be replaced by another, then it may well be outside of IR35. Once that decision and that determination has been made, agencies like FD Capital Recruitment can then decide how to organise it. And really the two options are paying directly to the contractor if it's outside IR35, or if they prefer, they can go on the payroll. If it's inside IR35, then there really are only two options, which is to go on PAYE or to use an umbrella company, which is effectively a PAYE outsourced organisation that manages payrolls on behalf of contractors to simplify the administration for all concerned. So that's really the crux of it. It does make a difference in the rate, and the reason it does is because as you'd guess, the point of the legislation is for contractors inside IR35 to pay the same sort of tax as PAYE, so there's more tax to be paid. And if the contractor wants the same take-home pay, then the rate needs to be higher. And supply and demand does the rest. So when we talk to contractors and when we talk to clients and they ask the rates, we quote inside and outside IR35, and then depending on the role, the determination and the size of the business, the determination is made. Then that's the pay rate that gets paid. So we're pretty transparent with it. And of course, there's all sorts of complexities as to what sort of role should be inside and outside IR35. But that is the intention of the legislation. So to sum up, it's a change that's been brought in to keep protect the government's income, and ensure the contractor is treated in an equivalent way to an employee. FD Capital, we're a leading London-based specialist niche recruiter of FDs and CFOs. So if you're looking for an FD or CFO, please give us a go. Our website can be found at www.fdcapital.co.uk, and from there you can contact us. Have a great rest of the day, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you now.